from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. A 21-year veteran of the Ontario Provincial Police is identified as the victim of an ambush shooting early today just east of Ottawa. Sergeant Eric Mueller was 42 years old. He died in hospital in Ottawa. One of two officers with him was treated and released, while the other remains in serious but stable condition. Few details from the investigation have been revealed. A 39-year-old has been arrested. Again this summer, patience is the operative word in reference to driving around Timmins. Infrastructure Director Scott Tam says connecting link reconstruction of Algonquin Boulevard is moving along well, at least partly because of the nice weather. Still to come is continuation of that work as far east as Cedar Street and the stretch of Riverside Drive between Shirley Street and Government Road. Then there's the sewer relining contract that just began.
There'll be some temporary measures or, again, detours in place as these crews go in there and reline our sanitary sewers.
That work will move from one spot to the next across the city from day to day. Well, Festa Italiana is planned again this year outside the Porcupine Dante Club from July 21st to 23rd. Vice President and Organizing Committee member Louis Clausey says the restaurant moves outside on Friday the 21st and there's a golf tournament that day. Saturday night features a Bruce Springsteen cover band.
Sunday is our day where we do our Italian heritage stuff. We have the accordion, we have an Italian choir. We sell our sausage. We have food that night.
The food includes a pig roasted on a spit. If any of the events on Cedar Street outside the Dante Club are rained upon, Clausey says they'll be moved indoors to the hall. And finally this afternoon, you can't avoid hitting something with your car if you can't see it. That's the gist of advice from OPP Constable Kyler Brower on not hitting moose now that they're showing up on highways, especially at night. At the top of the list is keeping your eyes on the road and your speed under control.
Your risk of injury, if you do hit one, is much greater the higher speed you go, so obeying the speed limit is very important.
Brower adds that should you hit a moose, your seatbelt is very important to minimizing your risk of being hurt. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.